Hi everyone, it's Jason and welcome to the JC Weather Podcast. It's Thursday, March 28th, and we had a raw, rainy day again across New York City and Long Island, and it still continues to rain. We had a cold front make its way through yesterday and stall overhead, and then we had this wave of low pressure, and all of our rain events have been overperforming this month. So, sure enough, we have places now closing in on 2 inches of rain, and places that are over 9 inches for the month. We may see a record-breaking wet March at some climate sites. That's to be determined, but that wave of low pressure is going to keep slowly moving off to the north and east. It's trapped by this negatively tilted upper trough over the northeast. So we'll see some slow improvement during the day Friday, but we should break out into some sunshine in the afternoon, and we'll see highs in the mid-50s. With that storm intensifying, we're going to see the northwest winds crank up. Now, we're only looking for gusts of up to about 30 miles per hour. Not terrible, but it will be breezy, and Friday night will be in the upper 30s, so it'll feel more like the low 30s, feeling more like winter. Now, the flow is going to go more zonal briefly this weekend. So Saturday is looking good overall, especially in the morning. Now, by the afternoon, we will see some clouds start to increase. You might even see Peter Contrail come a day early. And in any event, we're going to watch for highs to go slightly above average into the upper 50s. We'll still have a brisk westerly wind. Saturday night is when we see just a few showers. We have a clipper system diving to our south, and we'll have lows in the mid-40s. For Easter Sunday, call it partly sunny. Not the sunniest of days, but not bad. And temperatures will be around 60. And we'll fall back into the low 40s Sunday night before we introduce another chance of rain the beginning of next week. So, little bit of long range. Things are not going to be getting pleasant anytime soon, especially if you're looking for that warm-up. The NAO is going negative, and it's probably going to remain in that cool blocking phase through at least the middle of April. Same thing is true of the Arctic Oscillation, and the PNA, the Pacific North America Oscillation, is about to go positive, which also supports cold weather and troughing in the east. So we'll be cool likely until mid-April. This would have been a really good pattern to go into in the middle of winter, but unfortunately, as is often the case, the blocking has arrived in time for spring. So, despite the higher sun angle, it's actually going to be colder than it has been for a while in terms of relative to climate normals, but it's not going to do anything for us in the snow department. Now, with regards to this rainy pattern, we've been in a strong El Nino, so once that subsides, the rain department is also going to slow down. And climate models are showing us being neutral by late May. Now, so that still means we're going to have 1 to 2 months of transition. So we may have to wait until we get into June to finally dry out. Now, by next fall, I know that's a ways away, but we're already thinking about, and so I'm being in a La Nina. If that were to happen climatologically, we'd have another below average snowfall year. And that's a big if. But in any event, we do expect a La Nina to develop for next year, and the strength of it is going to be a big factor in determining how much snowfall we see next year. I'm Jason, and thank you for listening. You can find out more by going to jcmeteorologicalservices.com, on Facebook at JCWeatherNYC on Long Island, and on Patreon at JCWeather.